What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. This shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you tuning in for gossip, tune out.
Facts.
Yo, what's good, man?
A Drug Dealer's Dream, man. Another episode.
Definitely another episode.
Definitely good to see you, bro.
Word. You too, man. All
right. Well, what you got on your mind, man? Let's get to it.
Man, seasons change. People change. Okay. Right? We're getting the fall weather. Coming to the winter always makes me miss home. You miss home in this weather, B?
Just getting dressed. Atlanta is cool enough for me to get fresh and not be freezing all at the same time.
Yeah, it's like a, but at the same time, you smell it in the air. You know what I'm saying? It smells like home for a minute. It smells like up top. You get that briskness.
Listen,
in the air.
I want to talk, man.
I do too, but I'm just saying, I'm reminiscing about home. Like, I look forward to hoodie season, Tim season, being down south.
And it's
restricted, you know? It's not as long as it normally is. So, this is my time of the year down here. When I'm down here, this is my time of the year, man. It's reminiscent. It feels good, you know?
Let's layer up, man. I got shit on my mind.
What you got in your mind?
All right, check this out, right? What I want to talk about, I don't know, this kind of for the fellas, but for the ladies too.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it ain't even about street niggas, so I don't even want to limit it to that. But I could go with that because that's kind of the way I am at the end of the day. Yo, if you got a girl, B, if you got a... Nah, real shit.
Nah,
if you got
ahead,
a girl,
go
you got a wife, you got somebody you're dealing with, like a chick got to respect. Just because you come in the crib and you make shit seem like it's all good, that don't mean it's all good. Don't. I'm just not trying to give you that stress of what's going on the outside. You could have a job. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in the street, you think money easy or however you get your bread, like you're still dealing with multiple personalities. Whether you go to work or be in the street or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to stop stressing a nigga sometime. You know what I'm saying? Like you really got to be on some... Yo, I don't know what you're going on out there, but I know whatever you're doing is putting food on this table. So let me sit back and chill. You know what I'm saying? Let me think about
that you're going through.
You know what I'm saying? Not just me. I'm just saying just people in life. You could be going to work at Home Depot every day. At the end of the day,
right.
You're dealing 100%. With multiple personalities. And as 100%. A man, the illest part about life is if you're a good nigga. I ain't even talking about these sorry motherfuckers out here. Right. I'm talking about if you putting food on the table. If your girl is in a jam, you can take care of it. Right. Like
if the
a man,
car's broke,
yeah, a man has to have a reserve. A woman might not have to have a reserve because she could pick up the phone and call 10 niggas if she want to.
Right.
A nigga really can't. So I think the illest part is that I want to get through to a lot of chicks is if you got a dude that's really holding it down, we not even going to get into him messing with other chicks. I'm talking about basic fundamental shit.
The foundation of a home. You know, everything built on a weak foundation crumbles, right? So just to build with a woman, right? You got to understand your roles, right? And of course, in the day and age we live in, roles get skewed because you got a bunch of weird shit going on. So every woman wants to be independent. Every man wants to be whatever the fuck. So I don't even know what's going on, man, at this point. But it's like a woman wants to maintain her role. I mean, a woman wants you to maintain your role as the provider, but they want to have no role. They want to be free, right?
Definitely want
to
be free.
So the only way you could do, only thing you could do is lead by example and exemplify your role. So you have to overlive your role as a man now.
I'm with you.
You have to overprovide. You have to overlead. You have to overstructure. You have to over these things in order to set some type of foundation to your household. Because the woman, they have luxurious problems. They have problems like, I want to find myself. I don't know what my passion is.
want to get my eyebrows.
I just don't feel like me today.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know, the illest part about it is just, it's like, you can't really be tripping if the bills is paid or whatever. And I'm not saying y'all don't have problem women. I'm speaking to y'all. Is that, God damn, shut the fuck up sometime. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to really be like, you know what? My radiator got fixed last week and he did it. And let me think about that before I be like, damn, you were supposed to be home at such and such time. Yo, you don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? You don't know whatever. If you in the street and a motherfucker say, yo, I'll meet you in an hour, and it be 5 hours. You know how motherfuckers don't, it don't be the time.
Yeah,
you
don't help if your chick is blowing you up through that entire situation.
Facts. Dealing with too much stress.
And question.
I'm worrying about if the police is fucking behind me and your fucking phone is ringing 1,000 goddamn times.
Right. You know, it's one of my favorite sayings, man. I know we live in a world full of memes and all that. I hate all that shit. I'm just being honest. But, like, still waters run deep. Like, if you got a dude who pays the bills and he comes home, he wants to be quiet for a minute, let him be quiet, man. Because he's processing situations. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just what I said. Still waters run deep, man. When you quiet, it reminded me of two songs. Prodigy and Nas, Self-Conscious. You remember that record?
God damn, you going in the library. Let me what song are you talking
QB's
about?
QB's Finest album.
You out of control.
Nah.
Let me tell you why you're out of control. Nobody goes into album tracks on a QB's Finest compilation, bro. You're out of control.
They gotta speed up. If they
give me some bars then. Give me some bars.
He said something, the stress verse seemed to be what they most thirst. He was just talking about how
you out of control.
The shit he don't. Nah, let me tell you.
All right,
the shit he don't want to talk about, his conscience is telling him not to talk about because that's what they relate to and that's what separates you. That's what they scared to say. You know what I'm saying? So, also, on the side of being a man and playing your position, if you have a real one, right? Mm-hmm. If you have a real female in your life,
I'm with you.
And you building a home. Mm-hmm. And you going through some shit. You tired of a mouth. Tell her. Mm-hmm. Tell her sometimes, bro.
Because
it might work. If it don't work,
they don't
then at
hear
least
that
you
shit.
Know you got the wrong one.
No, but you might have the wrong one. None of them want to hear that shit.
You think zero.
It's not your woman or my woman. It's all of them. It's like 92%.
I got a different joint for you. Beans.
You got to get a white girl. I'm be honest, like the only way you don't hear no bullshit is if you get a white girl.
Yeah, but you can't say that because you never been in a relationship with a white chick.
You're right, but that's my vision.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like listen, that's why when dudes make it to the league, they get a white girl. Niggas don't want to hear that bullshit, bro. They're just like, hey, I made the pie today and I want to suck your dick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Like, that's how you got to roll.
That's
you
know a relationship with a white woman.
Yes, yes. Bro. White girl is just head as soon as you walk in the door and cooking. You know what I'm saying? Might not be the best cooking, but this shit is going to be all right.
I apologize to my mother after this episode.
Oh, dude. Shit. April.
I got
my homie.
April. Yeah, I hope April didn't do it.
Parental
her
advisor.
Her cooking was terrible.
She used to make me bagels.
Yeah, that's that. Yo, but this the thing, right? So, if you're building, man, you know, communication's real, right? Communication's real. They just got, I got this situation, right? As I get older, I truly feel like I figured out some real Matrix shit, right?
Okay.
I feel like when we're young, it's like, all right, you got the three things, right? You got knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, right? Remember, you used to hear that shit. See, that was the difference in music back in our days. It made us try to figure things out.
5 percenters was on deck, though.
But we ain't know what the fuck they was talking about, right? And they'll say some shit, and then you try to figure it out, right? So when you're young, you start knowing a bunch of shit. So it's like, okay, I got a bunch of knowledge. Like, I learn shit. I'm not a dummy. I'm soaking things in. I'm a sponge. Like, I learn it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think you know everything. You showing older people no respect. You think you got the game figured out.
Facts.
Right? Then you graduate to wisdom, probably in your 20s, right? Where you can look back at yourself and be like, okay, you decipher what you thought you knew to what you really know. All right? So then you have your little bank, your little reserve of knowledge. It turns to wisdom because you're a little older.
Right.
But when you really in your 30s and you like you got real perspective, that's when you gain understanding, right? I think that's what women lack. They lack that final stage. They don't understand how shit works. They might know a bunch of shit. They might be super smart and all that, but they don't understand the intricacies of how things work.
You know what it is I think that women are emotional when it comes to sex, and that shit clouds their judgment. Like, for real, a dude can actually, it's kind of off the subject, but it's on the subject. A dude can actually have sex with a girl and have no feeling, have no emotion. Right. She can have the fattest ass, she can be the baddest joint, and the next day, he could give a fuck if he sees her again or whatever. I think that's the difference. Like, women base love on sex also. Like, once I, a good woman, I ain't talking about a thought, I'm talking about right. a joint. She'd be like, damn, like, I gave myself to him, we're together, I ain't letting him be on no bullshit, right? So, in turn, like, that makes her go crazy when you come home, like, damn, he might be out messing right. with an extra when you're out trying to put food on the table. Right. But you thinking it's about a bitch. I don't really give a fuck about the bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a nigga can't or whatever, but it's just like, I think they base it on you fucking with a bitch that you've been out 8 hours straight. And you came home with $200, but you don't want to understand what I had to do for this $200. Right. You know what I'm saying? The next night it could be $2,000 or $20,000, right. but it's the same time to have it's to get put in for the same right. thing. And I'm dealing with this motherfucker who said he was going to meet me right. and he didn't ever come. Right. Or he came and didn't have a quarter but wanted it for free and talking about he'll come back tomorrow when that wasn't what we spoke about.
All right, about. So let's you take it back, right? Let's take it back. Rewind, right? You're 15, 16, 17, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Before extreme cell phone use, right? Mm-hmm. There was this lore that used to exist. Like, you start talking to a chick, and she'll blow your pager up or your two-way, right? I'm taking all the way back to the pager, right?
You old as shit.
Super old. Facts. But this is what our listeners
just letting
know.
The people know you're old.
This is real.
Okay.
This is, I was, yo, bro, you gotta be old to survive.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I love to be able to talk about it.
And this is how it all started. Like, you don't know where you're going until you know where you're from. So we've, shout out to Brandy, right?
Okay.
Who explained on a previous episode the lore that women had to the street life, right? Hustlers and all that shit.
You wanna touch on it?
No, but I'm just saying, like, when you met a female when we was young in our generation, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lure to you just riding around all day getting money. Like, that shit was exciting to them. They would call you from the crib and be like, what you doing? And just the fact that you was out and about moving, they wanted to ride with you.
And they'll hold a hammer.
They'll do Facts. Everything.
All right.
You know, because they wanted a piece for whatever reason. I'm not a woman. I don't know what enticed them, but, you know, that was exciting to them. Instead of sitting in their mom's, you know, and all the bad bitches had their own line, right? Remember bitches who had their own line?
Damn, you old. Yes, they had their own phone line.
They had their own line.
They definitely did.
So okay. you could call without the worry of their mother or father answering.
Right.
Right? Because they had their own line.
Right.
And that's when you knew a bitch was lit. Like, she was different. You stepped it up a level.
Right. Okay.
So-and-so got their own line. So you call her. But, yo, if she was good enough to ride... I mean, yo, but real shit, that's where the whole culture came from. That's where Eve's ride or die bitch. That's where Trina. That's where Lil' Kim. That's where all that comes from.
Nah,
it's just a young woman willing to ride around with you while you do what you do. And the only reward you giving her is you giving her insight into what the fuck you be doing all day.
Right, but see, you know that the you talking right? But I think what the transition is during that time, look how long that was ago, and we were that young, and they were that young. Once you get Definitely. 30 plus, they ain't trying to be on the bullshit that we talk, but it's a gift and a curse, because they need to remember that time when you was fucking with a nigga for that. Now he's doing that same shit, but you don't need to be there. You know what I'm saying? So it's whether he's working overtime
right.
or actually hustling in the street, like you gotta let a nigga breathe, yo, because you forcing a nigga hand to be on bullshit when he ain't on bullshit. Like, don't get it twisted, niggas be on bullshit. We ain't about to act like niggas don't be on bullshit. Right. But what I'm saying is the goal is to provide. You know what I'm saying? The goal is to take care of me and take care of my family and to be on deck.
And so, when we was young, it was cool for you to ride with me all day. Fact. It was cool.
Yeah. We ain't have no fucking kids.
Right.
And we ain't have really no help. Listen, keep it all the way a buck. When you was home, when you was young, motherfuckers still stayed with their parents. Motherfuckers was paying bullshit a month for rent because they had a bullshit rundown apartment or whatever. Now, you trying to live
it's
good.
Different.
It's higher stakes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to keep your ass at home now. Facts. You don't need to be worried about what's going on.
Facts.
You're not 15. Don't try to ride in the car with me all day.
Facts.
So, and that's what I'm saying, because the stakes are higher. The stakes are higher. But they need to graduate to that level of understanding. And that's what I'm telling you. That's what women lack. I know a lady's going to be mad, but yo, you got to graduate. You got to graduate, because the same way, all right, every dude 30 plus has went through this situation, right?
Let's talk to him.
Every dude has had their woman. Like, you might get dressed. They might want to. They tell you about a new restaurant or some shit, right?
I'm listening.
You're like, let's go here, babe. And you're like, what the fuck is that, right? But it's Friday. It's whatever. It's date night. You want to go. So they're like, you get dressed. Every dude has heard this. Babe, pull your pants up, right? Uh-huh. You always heard pull your pants up. Uh-huh. But I'm telling you, and you do it, whatever. That's fine. I ain't trying to be 40 years old sagging my pants like a 20-year-old. I'm not trying to do that. But what's the equivalent to a woman pulling her fucking pants up? Don't call me 30 times.
Mm. Okay.
Parallels. During the daytime.
We're running parallel.
That's what I'm saying. That's the parallel. It's like, okay, if you don't want me to act younger than I am, mm-hmm. then you don't act younger than you are. Work your 9 to 5. Alright? Understand that your money's your. This is the luxury that we provide women.
Right.
Right? Their money is their money.
Right.
Our money is our money. That's literally what we provide them.
Yeah.
Because if you are a provider, you pay for certain shit.
Their money is their money.
Right.
My money is our money.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. The money I make becomes our money because I have certain responsibilities to take care of. But your money is your money. And when you do shit on your own, I just look at it as a bonus.
Facts.
When you go get your nails done, you go get your hair done on your own, that shit is lit. I look at you like
facts.
You're an L chick. But facts. I already know when the first comes.
I'm paying
when these bills come.
You know what it is?
I'm responsible for them.
We touched on this on previous episodes. What do you call it? Not a sidebar. Asterisk.
Let me get the purple.
I think that I'm explaining this to the ladies because some of y'all got sorry dudes. Let me put the what is it called? Exclaimer. Disclaimer.
There you go.
If you got a dude that ain't about shit, I'm going to keep it a buck, then fuck it. Be on his line, do whatever. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. If you got a dude that's handling this shit, though, like some dudes, it's first of the month come, he wants, oh, baby, the rent is $1,200, where's your $6? I can understand you kind of be on his head. Now, don't get it twisted if he's down for 6 months or a year, whatever. I'm cool. But if this is your constant scenario that y'all are like roommates, then I can see you beefing. Because you might find another motherfucker that can actually hold you down the way he's supposed to.
Right.
Listen, motherfuckers, I say it all the time, and I'll probably say it every episode. You're supposed to take care of 80% of the house. You leave her the other 20% to make her feel like she's doing something. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to handle the mortgage or the rent. Let her pay the little light bill, the cable if she want. And let her feel like she be like, oh motherfucker, I pay the cap. Yes, you do, baby. Yes, like you lit.
Got it.
But if it's a roommate situation, yo, like she said, I could do bad by my goddamn self. I could get an apartment with a bitch.
Right.
If I'm gonna be paying half the rent, a motherfucker niggas ain't gonna like what I'm saying. But that's some real shit.
No,
you wonder why you in the position you in because you had to start bossing up, yo.
But this
leads in a whole nother scenario, and I'm ready to go into it. You have to start bossing up because you taking on that responsibility of handling the house. Nigga, I live in my house like it ain't nobody there.
Word.
Because if it wasn't nobody there, I have to pay it. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't about to be playing this game about what you got and shit on that. If you decide to do something, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what differentiates real women from just whack chicks, right?
All right, facts.
I agree with you. But that 80% that they're left with, what do they do with that 80%? And I'm going to be honest, that's what differentiates women from other women.
Okay.
You know, certain women, they'll blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Other women, they'll invest in themselves. Right. Yo, and that's just what it is. Yo, I got some shit I want to talk about, man.
Let's talk about it.
Because we covered
I've been waiting for you to go in. You've been kind of bullshitting today.
Yo.
What's
up? Yo. We doing this podcast, right?
Right.
It's been gaining momentum, right?
Listening.
I know we got listeners, viewers, trying to understand the process. We still trying to understand the process,
facts.
Right? So today, when I was riding here, I was just relating it to what we know, you know?
Sure.
I'm like, yo, we was talking about quality of video we had on previous episodes, this and that. We was talking about the journey. We was talking about the process. We was talking about all that. And then we started talking about the greatest things in our artistic culture, meaning our favorite songs, basically that, our favorite songs, right? The illest songs we ever heard, the illest mixtapes, all that. Quality didn't matter, right?
Okay.
Quality fell. It wasn't the priority because it was a feeling. And I thought about Nas' Project Window without Ronald Isley, right? I thought about, you remember that joint? You good? You remember Nas' joint without Ronald Isley?
Of course. Right, mixtape version.
Mixtape version. All right. Mm-hmm. Nas' Project Window, no Ronald Isley. Then I thought about Big. Yo, I had a Big joint with no DMC. For Pray For My Downfall.
Of course, I had it. It's on the clue.
Okay, it's on the clue.
Fuck it, I'm claiming it.
That made me not give a fuck about the quality because
it sounded like it was recorded underwater.
People who understand, they understand. And
I didn't like it with DMC.
I didn't like it with DMC either. It was off beat. It sounded put together. It sounded like he was trying to make an album. You know? And me, having heard it previously, I felt exclusive.
Okay.
So when it became majority, I ain't like it no more.
Okay, so
you know what I'm saying?
What are you trying to get to?
I say that to say this. I don't give a fuck about the beginning episode's quality because I know the energy is going to transfer to those who it's supposed to connect to. Other than that, if you left out, it's your fault. I'm just keeping it real.
I'm with you.
That's it. And you know, also on the back and forth tip, I started thinking about, you know, because we've been getting a lot of responses. You know, people tell us why they listen, why the shit works. You know, they like how we go back and forth. They don't understand how it sounds so natural. You know, we understand because we've been doing this shit forever.
Right.
But
we be having real live barbershop talk in
the
studio.
Thinking about,
we be having on the block, on the corner with a pint of Henny when 100%. We have no money talk.
100%.
Let's talk about it.
But I started thinking about who's the illest back and forth.
Oh, you about to go on some old school shit.
Yeah, you know, the illest back and forths, you got your Styles and Jada, right?
All
right. Of course.
Are we the Styles and Jada podcast? You wanna claim that?
I don't want to claim that yet. Because you got so many, right? We might be the Ray and Ghost.
Yo, listen.
That's
get
a step kind
of some real
but,
shit.
All right, but real quick. Right. Let me just break down the illest back and forth. I call it peekaboo. That's what I call this shit, peekaboo style, because it's like I see you, you see me, all right?
Let's go.
MOP.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, bro.
All right. If you disagree, please.
No, I'm listening. I'm just trying to see where you're going.
MOP,
we jump subjects like I'm off.
Of course, I don't care.
I'm just trying to see.
MOP, Ray and Ghost. Mobb Deep's my favorite group of all time, but they didn't do that shit. All
right.
Didn't do it. Styles P, MOP, and Ray and Ghost, I feel like, are the best three, are the top three.
Okay.
There's no top five. to me.
All right.
That's just the top three. That's all I have to say, man. I just want the listeners to know. So when they going through the catalog.
When they see us. I see what you're saying. Like, you're giving us a backdrop. We definitely do that. I just think, I don't know. I just come from a place where I just want, I'm still on the relationship shit. For real. Because it ain't even about, a relationship. I just be wanting, chicks to see how, and we probably have girls on here or women on here who could tell their side of the story. I just want them to understand motherfuckers be going through a lot in life, like dudes. When you're just a generally a good person and a good dude who want to see them happy. Like I said, you can mark out the dudes who don't be holding down their chick. You might can support their dream. You might not have no money, but that don't mean that you can't support your girl or whatever and whatever she got to do. I'm not saying that. Right. But when you're a dude who really like holding it down, like a chick really have to, that stress that you put on a dude, it's good to have a chick who really, babe, with whatever you need to do, go out and do it. Right. Be great. As chicks say, let me be great. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let your dude be great, yo. Like, you don't know what a motherfucker is going through out here. You don't know how many shots he done ducked before he came in that house and didn't tell you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like it's real live shit. A motherfucker excludes you from, so you're not worried for. Because if I do tell you that, you might say, "Don't go outside tomorrow."
Right.
But I have to go outside tomorrow. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's just been my thing, man. Just to be really on some trying to help them understand, like, yeah, niggas be on bullshit. And it sucks. A lot of chicks be like, you can't skip over that.
Right.
But you got to skip over that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to explain why most chicks will hate to hear this. And it's like, as I say, if you got a good chick, if she likes a dude, she had to like him. She might have seen him before. Like, damn, if I see him again, like, I might give him some pussy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. You might give him some pussy. But she might not jump out there off top. But at the end of the day, she a good chick, not a little thought chick. She know from the first day she see him, like, yeah, I probably gonna give him some. A dude a lot of time don't think like that. He might see it in blink of an eye and he might smash. He might have a girl. He might not ever need to see her again, but a chick be like, oh, I thought you loved me. How could you have sex with that girl? A dude say, I don't even give a fuck about that. I never seen her. You know what I'm saying? But if you cheat on a dude with a dude, you're going to be like, the reason why he feels some type of way is because, damn, you liked him. You know what I'm saying? You really like that nigga. Yeah, because I know what kind of girl your girl is. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. So, at the end of the day, you can't. It's hard. I'm sorry, woman. But it's hard to blame a nigga sometimes because he ain't fucking off emotion. You know what I'm saying? But he holding his crib down. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I know many dudes whose situation's so bad at home that they get a side chick because it's shit so bad at home. He just wanted a sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? And it might not make it no better for the woman. You know what I'm saying? It might not make it better for his relationship. But he might have been left if he ain't had that side.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like the shit be out of control, man. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you do?
How do you fix it? You know, that's a good question. I think chicks think if they don't say nothing, he will. If I ain't on him, he just gonna go out there and be out of control. But you don't understand how far that shit can go. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, she really ain't been on my ass in a month. You know what I mean? Let alone a day. A month.
Well, you find a way to build with your chick, bro. That's the ultimate. Look at the people who went in, right? They found a way to build with their chick. Instead of it being divisive, like, you look at a motherfucker like Gucci, right? His fucking marriage is on TV.
You know the illest part
Waka uses his relationship to promote himself.
I think, like, that shit is dope because...
Nah, me too.
I'm gonna give dudes some credit and where niggas be dropping the ball at is you gotta include your girl. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like you see them, they girls be at the forefront.
Right.
So I'm gonna blame some of the dudes, me, whoever, you,
right.
is your girl gotta kinda be at the forefront. Like yeah. like
have
like,
some faith
at
in
the end
her.
Of the day.
Roll the dice on her. You picked her.
Roll the dice.
Shit. Roll the
you know
dice
she be
on
bullshit though.
But you picked
but
her.
You'll just say,
but you picked her. Out of a million. 100 million. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
I'm with it. All right, let's switch subjects. I want to talk about something we talked about. All right, we older. We not old, but we didn't come up in the slim pants, slim clothes era, right?
Of course.
When did you make the transition where you thought it was cool to get your pants a little slimmer, bro?
Because when I just got too outdated. When I felt like... It's the same shit I was talking about. When I had understanding, bro. I said I just wanted pants that fit me. Like, this should be my waist. This is what it is.
You know the illest part about it? Is when dudes from home... Now, I'm even gonna say home. I'll say it. Like some people haven't got it. I can't say all dudes, because some people get it. Some people go too skinny. But then you get some dudes who still size 40, 38, man, they shit sagging. It'd be like, bro, when are you gonna get some style about yourself?
Yo, you just wear what pants fit you.
Wear what pants fit you.
That's the gem. Just buy what fits you right, man. Whatever your waist is, buy it, because...
Will you go Rich Homie Quan Slim?
No, because they don't fit me.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in our heyday, right, you bought sizes bigger on purpose.
Right.
You're grown now. You don't do that. Like, you can go there and you can buy pants that fit you. That's it. You don't have to buy the slim joints. You know, if it's a straight, it usually work. Okay. You know, if it's a slim and...
You didn't say 30, skinny. You didn't say skinny.
I've never bought a pair of pants that said skinny.
Are you sure?
I bought a pair that said slim. Never skinny.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
never skinny. Only slim, bro. Or straight. I get a straight joint. I get a straight joint and slim joints.
Yeah, I don't think I bought new skinnies. But yeah. At the end of the day, I think I like the new style, yo. You can make it work for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm okay. I don't know.
You just gotta be open to it, man. You just gotta be open to new things. You know, that's it's a major key, as they say, you know, to transition and just entering the next phase of your life. You gotta be open to new things. If you ain't open to new things, listen, you're not gonna grow.
Listen, I like that we have barbershop talk, block talk. Mm-hmm. You know, other thing I wanna get at. I'm sorry, ladies, I'm about to be hard on y'all today. Listen, at the end of the day, right? I think I'm not hating on the scammers,
let's go,
right?
Let's go.
What it is.
Scammers
is,
fuck the game up, though.
Fuck it, scammers fuck the game up. But they'll I ain't knock you off for getting money. This is my thing.
Nah, I just knock you off for taking trips too early. I just knock you for spending money on the wrong thing.
All right, let's get into it, right? So, boom. What happens? We in Atlanta, right? For all the people that don't know. When I first moved to Atlanta, it wasn't the whole bottle service culture, right?
Definitely not.
You could get money, and that's not what you had to do. You could do it if that's what you wanted to do.
Right.
But I think now, what I don't like is the scammers have come into play where they got a section. Don't get it twisted. I get sections. You know how I get lit. But at the end of the day, I might go to the bar when I go to the club.
Right.
I might buy a drink. Maybe get a hookah. Don't even get too lit.
Right.
But that don't mean I don't got no money.
Right.
I think the scammers have come into play where a chick will walk up to you or look at you, not walk up to you. He's lame. He has one drink.
100%.
And these scammers have two sections, 30 bottles, but they're sharing a 3-bedroom apartment with 5 of them, and they have a Benz outside.
And 6 laptops.
And I'm not hating, but what I'm saying is, don't downplay me, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because I might not even want you. But what I'm saying is, don't play me like I don't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like because the scammer has made it to just...
It's the same thing.
Because honestly, I come up in an era where
motherfuckers went to the club and they had fun. It wasn't about getting the sex or whatever. It was, you was lit. You might have had your drinks. You might have bought a bottle, but you didn't have to have 30 to be considered official.
That was our Atlanta era, right?
Okay.
The real era we came up with was you go to the club to get shot.
Facts.
All right. So
you wear your chain out, your shit. You might lose your head.
100%. But
I'm with you.
Yo, the era of, see, women, you got to be more intuitive than ever. You have to read through certain shit. So it's like, you got to, if you a chick looking for a come up, that's cool. I'm not knocking a hustle, but you have to learn how to forego the promoter section. You have to learn how to forego the swiper section. You have to differentiate between all these motherfuckers who flash your money, right?
Okay.
With the best outfit. And you got to find the motherfucker who's really about whatever he's about.
Okay.
Something that has some legs, right? When I say legs, I mean something that lasts, something that can run.
I'm with you.
And that's the understanding that women lack in this day and age, because it's all about immediate gratification. So a woman could say, yo, I want to go to college and grad school. I don't want to show my ass on IG. But her roommate posts a pic in the thong and gets 20,000 that night and ends up in the studio with whoever and has these amazing stories, right? And then all of a sudden, the good chick is like, damn, I'm still getting cheated on by my whack-ass college boyfriend.
Who's on the train?
Yeah, and then it becomes a drug dealer's dreams at that point for the ladies, because, you know, there's young ladies in the strip club right now who don't see nothing wrong with it as a reflection of the culture, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You know, honestly, if your ends justifies your means, I really can't knock anything anybody does.
Listen, I had to tell my son recently. He just caught on to this, because I say it all the time, but it was the first time he heard it.
Yeah.
Fair exchange is no robbery.
Word.
If whatever somebody's charging for something, whatever somebody's doing, and they're happy with the end result, fair exchange is no robbery. Like, if somebody has some sneakers, some Yeezys, and they cost $200 in the store, but you sold them for $600,
right,
the person who paid $600, if he was happy with his purchase, that's a fair exchange. You didn't rob him. You might have thought you got over,
right,
but he was happy. He could have paid his $600 for it.
Right.
So the same thing with being a stripper or a drug dealer or whatever. Like, you trying to justify your ends. You're trying to justify what you got going on. Sometimes you get lost in the middle of it and stray. But
what made you feel better, bro?
As far as what?
When you started, right? When you made that decision, we all faced the crossroads, right?
Facts.
We all came to the point where we said, you know what? We're just unique because we share the same space. You know, I remember, of course, this is so long ago, we can't be incriminated, right?
Right.
I remember telling you in class in high school, actually, you told me.
Okay.
You was like, yo.
Yeah, we go back third grade, so I'm just letting you know. Go ahead.
Let me fast forward. You was like, yo, I got these. I'm going to just tell the truth, bro.
Go ahead, talk to me.
He's like, yo, I got like these 20 Knicks. I don't know if you remember this.
I don't remember, but okay, we talking high school, the statute of limitations is over. Right. It's a small time shit. Anyway.
He was like, yo, I got these 20 Knicks or whatever. I think you had like 40.
All right.
He was like, yo, I'm going to give you these 20 Knicks. This is like the 10th grade.
All
right. Maybe 11th. I can't remember. But he's like, yo, I'm just going to give them to you for what I got them for.
Okay.
And then we can meet at the top, meaning like, you know, you're going to flip yours, I'm going to flip mine, we'll meet at the top, right?
All
right. So I remember getting them from you, and
I gave them to you.
Definitely. All
right.
Definitely.
I don't remember. But
I didn't even smoke at the time. Like, so I don't even know if it was good. I don't know what the fuck it was. I just know we always talked about making money. So we only looked at it like another way to make money. We wasn't above working jobs. We wasn't above anything.
Facts.
We just wanted to make money because money was what would separate us from everybody else.
Let's do it.
And so it was that point in time that lured us to take risks that we may or may not should take. And in the same retrospect, we speak about women. It's the same thing, bro. They look at us like that bag they could flip. Like, it's the same exact mentality. They just women, so they use a different, you know, a different bait. But it's the exact same thing. So how can you tell a young woman, yo, don't go dance. Don't, you know, stash this in your crib. Don't let a scammer use your addy. Don't do this. Don't do that. Like, what the fuck is the payoff for don't? Because there was no payoff for don't when we was young. There was only a payoff for do. So we was willing to do any fucking thing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We done laughed on this shit when we had the mall job and you were stealing 5411s.
Facts.
Right? And selling me a locker. So we did the dumbest shit. We just was blessed enough to be alive and free to tell about it. But like, I can't really knock the chick who makes 100 horrible decisions in a row, because I know her ends, she thinks it's going to justify her means, but it's not.
So I don't judge.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. But our job for having this platform and being blessed with this platform is telling people how to not make the wrong decision. Mm. So everyone knows how you get fucked up. But how does a woman not? How does a woman not fall for the scam? How does a woman not go for the swiper? How does a woman not go for the dope boy? How do you stick with the 9-to-5er?
You can't. You know what it is? Hard head makes a soft ass. It's a story. You have to bump your head. You have to realize that when his pieces ain't hitting, your rent ain't paid. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
yeah.
And we ain't just putting it on the swipers. It could be when his trap's low. It could be whatever. When
his package don't drop.
But like, the thing is you can't be with it when the red bottoms is coming or when they not. That's the difference. You 100%. Know what I'm saying? Like you can't say he a sorry ass nigga when the bread ain't coming in. When it was coming in, we was lit. You gotta help him figure out a way too. 100%. You know what I mean? And that's the difference. You know what I mean? Like,
you gotta be an ill chick, man. Like, female.
Now, if you got a sorry, I go back. If you got a sorry motherfucker, if you got a sorry nigga who ain't really been, he always been down bad since you met him. Like, it ain't about bread, but at the end of the day, dollars make sense, yo. You got to keep these bills paid. I can't take care of both of us. A woman ain't supposed to take care of both of y'all. You have to. A man got to provide. Wait, bro.
We said that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
so, check this out, man. Like we had a... we got a dude just walked in the studio, man. Mm-hmm. Close friend of mine, friend of ours.
He just crashed.
Unannounced. He crashed the party.
We ain't even want him here.
Yo, my boy Jig, man. Jig, what's up?
What's good, y'all? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, check this shit out, right? Now, me and Jig go back, man. Me and Jig go back so far, we was bidding with each other. Didn't know we was bidding with each other, all right?
Word.
We go back federal prison style.
Word. About 13 years.
We go back far. So, we bumped into each other in the Fed, all right? Now, Jig got an interesting story. Like, we done had a few guests on this show that had these crazy, immaculate stories. Like, the illest part about Jig, the reason why I fuck with him, because he's actually a real nigga. Like, I'm not saying that because he's my friend. I'm not saying that. Just, that's how we vibe. Because old saying, real recognize real, right? Yeah. All right. Jig is crazy. Now, we gotta start the episode off with
Jig. The feds made me crazy.
The feds made him crazy. Yeah. Jig took the feds to trial, which he was crazy.
The second time around.
And he lives to talk about it. Second fed bid, Jig took the feds to trial. Most people don't have the guts. Most people in the feds, and I want Jig to talk about this too, is most people in the feds actually can beat them. If it was a state charge, you would actually won.
Definitely.
Jay caught two fed bids. I caught two fed bids. I definitely thought I'd won. I didn't have no evidence on me. It was people who said something, but you don't understand that you can get convicted off of hearsay in the feds.
Just hearsay with these people, man.
Right? Explain it. What are you talking about for those who don't know?
I mean, when it comes down to the feds, man, they play on words. I mean, but basically, if they want you guilty, you're guilty. Period.
What do you mean by that? Because there's a lot of people that might be facing a situation.
Because listen, we've been in the Fed, right? Jake can attest to this.
But they need real advice.
Right, listen, we've been in there and they said the feds can indict a ham sandwich.
What does that
That's
mean?
That's what they used to tell us.
What does that mean?
It doesn't matter. They can indict whatever. They can indict whatever. I mean, it's not a real person. They can indict the ham sandwich. Right,
but by what
okay,
means?
Okay, like...
By what means?
Like you know...
They said you did it, you did it.
Basically. Who said?
The government.
Who's
that? As Khaled said.
But they. Who's they?
The government. The biggest gangster out here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so who told on you?
Nobody. I mean, they said somebody told on me. I went to trial.
Talk to them.
They didn't bring anybody.
Who did they say told on you?
Yeah.
They said it was a confidential informant.
Explain the situation, man.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, where we going? We're going to talk about when you took the first trial.
We're going to talk about when you go to trial. Yeah. When you go to trial.
Okay, you know, just to start off, the second time around, you know, I came home as a young man, 21. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my thing.
Hold on. We got to go back.
We'll go way back.
No. First of all, Jake, where you from?
Where you from? I'm from Brooklyn, Brownsville.
Let's talk about it. I want to tell you a whole story, but I'm going to just fast forward a little bit. All right, now, boom. You was young in Brooklyn. You went up north when you... See, this is the problem with New York State, too. Uh-huh. You went up north when you were 16, 17?
I went up north 15.
15 years old, you went to state prison.
Yeah.
Get the 15. Fuck out of here.
They fucked your life up off the rip.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, New York State be on bullshit.
They fucked your life up. You had no chance, bro.
The system...
What do you mean? Where did you go exactly? What do you mean?
What prison did you go to?
DFY. There was a few of them. You know, that was... 16, 17 years ago, so I can't really tell you, but I was up north, New York, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All
right. I started off in the Bronx on the Broad, Spofford, you know, a lot of people be familiar with that.
You know,
I did my thing. I turned a negative into a positive even back then, you know what I'm saying?
Talk to him.
I went and got my
drug dealer's dream.
No doubt. I went and got my GED, all that. You know, I had a few people fighting for me because they didn't want to give it to me at first or whatever, you know, because of my age or whatever. But they gave it to me, make a long story short. You know, and just to fast forward a little bit, I was indicted when I was 19 by the feds with my mom's. They came to New York and got me. And they
so 19, shit facing is crazy. A fed yeah. bit. Let's talk facing about a fed, yeah. a fed bit.
You know what I'm saying?
So how did it go down? What happened?
Yo, the crazy thing is, it was like a whole... I still can't tell you what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you mean?
They just came and got me. They came and got me, and like for like 2 weeks, I was like flying through the air to Utah, Oklahoma, all these different
and you
spots.
Know what the fuck's
yeah, and they never even told me what I was booked for. I was in the Fila Valor. I remember it.
Yeah.
You know what
tell
I'm
us,
saying?
Tell us how you remember. And what do you remember, bro?
Yo, I was just lost. I was like, yo, the first thing I said was like, yo, they really got a con here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
raggedy ass I was plane, on, too.
I'm on a plane with all type of people. People from Colombia, Venezuela, wherever.
So tell me you know how they saying? Came. When you say they came to get you, what are you talking about?
Well, I was...
Where was you at?
I was in New York. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I had just got released.
What was your initial charge? What was your initial charge?
My initial charge for the feds, you know what I'm saying, was... conspiracy to kill, purchase firearms, receive a firearm.
But you're 19. So how are you purchasing a firearm? You living down south?
Yeah, exactly.
You moved down south. Yeah. We're not going to go. Let's fast forward.
Right.
You moved down south.
Mm-hmm. Well, my family was down there. I was kind of still in New York.
So, you bought a gun for your mom's?
Nah, I ain't buy anything. My mom's went and bought guns legally, legitimately. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She went in front of... Did the background paperwork or whatever.
Make a long story short,
the gun shop, pawn shop she was on was supposed to be under investigation, whatever. They questioned her, make a long story short. Somehow they came and picked me up.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So when they picked me up, I'm asking questions.
Is something in your name?
Nah. It wasn't nothing in my name.
You got caught with a hammer?
No. To this day, they haven't found the firearms.
People aren't going to understand this.
Yeah.
You gotta give us the real shit.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, you know what I'm saying? They never found the firearms. You know what I'm saying? They just basically, when they went to speak to my moms and they realized that that was my moms, they started like bringing up other stuff. Like, oh, you know, he might be a drug dealer from New York, blah, 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 blah. You know, and basically they just was like, they kind of like just brought up their own little theory on it. Like, oh, his moms was buying them guns. He's taking
that's
it to
how
New York.
Crazy the feds were. Y'all you know might saying? Think we on bullshit, but I got him explaining this.
Please
to show like my first fed case. I don't want to go into me is was conspiracy to traffic firearms, like right. selling guns. I've never got caught with a gun. Mm-hmm. They're saying someone bought guns for me to sell, and the person who bought a gun from me is saying that I sold them a gun, but right. you don't catch me doing anything. Yeah, but the feds can put that together and say, we're going right. to believe these two felons yeah. who are trying to get out of trouble and right. make you right. 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 go to federal
so
prison.
Basically, yo, the dummy version is this, right? If two people tell on you,
oh, that's all it is. Two or more is conspiracy. In the feds,
two or more is conviction.
That's all I'm okay. trying to explain like, to the dummies. Just, it's, right?
They sent this man to Jessup, right. Georgia.
So who told on you, bro?
Well, nobody told on me.
How does that happen?
Like, with that situation, like, okay, my mom's is under pressure.
They got her for straw purchasing? Is that?
Yeah, basically, like, saying, like, yo, she was buying the guns for me, blah, blah, blah. And then
so your who mom's got caught with a gun?
Nobody got caught with a gun.
I'm lost.
They went by.
I don't know what's happening.
Because they went by the ATF forms. They went by them going down to the gun shops and saying, okay, who been purchasing firearms? Like
so
that.
So where's the gun that your mom's bought?
To this day, I can't tell you. I don't know what it's okay. at. She don't have it. I don't have it.
So you know really went,
beyond, you became a felon on some bullshit.
On some bullshit. Well, to right. be honest, when I first took the guilty plea, the judge denied my shit. You know, so I'm going to keep it funky. Because
he
you.
Knows
he
that,
was
that
like,
shit
yo,
was
look,
bullshit.
I don't think you know what you're taking
it's
on.
Some good judges out
exactly.
there. Exactly. Let's keep
you know
it
a buck. Yeah, he is. He passed, though. He's dead now. But,
okay.
you know, he was like, look, I don't think you know at such a young age what you're taking right. on, blah, right. blah, blah.
Nah, but listen, please, man. What age were you going through this?
I was 19.
Because there's 19-year-olds going through this right now who yeah. don't know what to do.
Don't know what the fuck.
Right?
They cut a weed charge and they pleading yeah, guilty. If, I pled guilty yeah, to yeah. my first charge at 19 in Virginia yeah. hustling. And me and my Cody think we keeping it a buck. Yeah. I'm sorry to keep it on myself.
No,
my Cody E. Erskine,
right.
we think we keeping it a buck. We holding down. We ain't snitching. We right. taking feds. I mean, not the feds. Yo. The state raided right. for listening. They raid our spot. We hustling.
Right.
We young as fuck. I'm 18. I take the plea at 19. When I caught my cases later, and my lawyer asked me, why did y'all both plead to this? One of y'all should have took this charge. One of y'all should have freed. Right. But we think we keeping it a buck.
Yo. Right.
Let's both eat this. No, somebody got to say, yo, I'm going to get the shit, the same shit regardless. Let me eat it.
Mm. So in retrospect, What should you have done?
Well, I mean, like
one of us. I mean, who gonna listen?
One, I mean, one of them should have took it. Not both of them.
Listen, we was both willing to take it. We both was willing to take yeah. it. Why not right. one of us take it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm. Mm. We both willing to eat
but
the same shit.
How did that even happen, though, bro? Because like
because the bad, system is.
Listen, it's bad representation.
Yeah.
It's lack of knowledge because we so young. We teenagers. We just think of keeping it real.
Yo,
you know
then,
what I'm saying?
Then you understand, like, that whole system is rigged. Like
break it down.
Like, I ain't gonna front. I done been in front of the judge, and they gave me a court-appointed lawyer, and this nigga do real estate. He don't know nothing about criminal.
Talk to right. him.
See what I'm saying? So you already going into a losing battle. They already setting you up for failure because this man, not to say he's an idiot, but he knows just as much as I know.
Right.
Facts.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. And I ain't been to law school. So, you know, they take you in, that shit losing. Then another thing that I want to put people on to, like G was just saying, him his man took a charge back in the day. Like, you young boys out there, y'all catching them cases, whatever, y'all thinking it's all good, y'all balling out, y'all wilding out. Yo, listen, when these people come get you, they stack all that back on you.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
That shit is so real. Hold up.
You feel me?
Listen. See, I hope none of y'all catch a fat case. But
please
see, now
don't.
That my man here, it's like I caught so many cases when I was young and kept getting probation.
Mm-hmm.
But the feds don't look at it like that.
Nah.
You could catch a felony and catch 5 years probation or take a year in the state but only do 8 months
right.
or whatever. But when the feds get you, you took probation 3-4 times. That's 3-4 felonies.
Yeah, that's how they count them.
You're in category... With the feds,
right.
it's a graph. It's yes. like
right.
when you're in math.
Right. Right.
If your criminal history is up here, it goes category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Then
you're
at 4,
and your charge goes here. Now, if you're in category 1, you might only get 10 months.
Yeah, 0 to 6 months,
yeah.
0 to 12
right.
months.
But if you're in category 4, you had 6, 7
but
years,
explain,
10 years.
Explain to them how you get to that. You get
right.
to that because
exactly.
they take... they take your prize that you served for already.
Yes.
Another judge done sentenced you. And you done served this already, whether it was probation, whether it was community service, it's still
a strike against you.
It's more time. I served my time. Right.
They give you more time. Right. So you know what I'm saying? You can end up from 0 to 12 months, and because they take all these priors, now you're looking at a dime piece. Or you're looking at 7 years.
If the charge can't be 0 to 12 months, let me get my 0 to 12 months. You counting the fact that I did a bid. Exactly. I did 5 years for this charge.
They count that against you.
It's double jeopardy.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the fucked up part. All the feds enhancements.
All right, so listen. So a lot of the reason we doing this, right?
We ain't talking about going up north doing a 2 to 4. Right.
But
we talking about if you in the feds and you got 10, you got away.
Yeah.
We was in there with 5 years, 7 years, and they say, "Oh, y'all niggas are good."
We short when we came in.
I met a nigga
with 20 years and say he never made $1,000 of his own. How is that possible?
Listen, I met a nigga got eight grams of crack and a pistol and got 20 years.
Mm.
And he ain't seen $5,000.
So let me ask you a question.
You know what I'm saying? Because
the
crack was equivalent to 101, to 501.
Exactly.
They just dropped the law down. Crack and cocaine is supposed to be the same because it take cocaine to make crack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we ain't even gonna jump.
We already did that. But I'm glad you said that because I'm gonna ask a question like I don't know what's going on. Alright?
A lot of people don't. Even if you caught state charges, you don't know what's going on in the feds.
I want them to understand the difference between a state charge and a fed charge.
A whole lot of time.
I understand. But they gonna make a DVD about us. I want them to understand because you was a young man, right, Jake? You was a young man, right? Wow. You didn't know the difference when you was doing whatever the fuck you was doing, right?
Yeah.
But you got the harsh reality of the difference.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna tell you how they play so many trickery games. Like,
boom,
at the charge when I was 19, right? I was sitting in the county jail for some bullshit, some miscellaneous shit. I ain't even gonna go into it. It was simple. It was some bullshit. It was like some adolescent shit, right?
Okay.
Yo, they was gonna let me out, right? They was like, yo, you know.
I'm sorry. If you're not in the county at 15, 16, 17 for a body or shooting it, like, you killing these adolescents, though.
You're making them into, like making them into
what, a what savage. What was you in there for?
Like, making them into a savage.
So, that's what I'm trying to say.
I was in there for, like, some, you know what I'm saying, simple.
Let me tell you the reason I want you to say it.
Mm.
Because I want you to humanize it. You understand? Because the average 15, 16-year-old that's in there for that, they know that they're not...
Yeah.
They're not subjected to criminalization for the rest of their life.
Well,
just say what
the way the system is. You damn near are.
But what I'm saying, I don't want them to have that mentality.
Yeah, definitely not.
So just expose it, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Just be transparent.
I'm sitting there on some, you know what I'm saying, some drug charges or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But they're going to give me my first offenders act, all that, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But this is how they play it.
Right.
I don't know. My YO.
You're an offender, New York State.
Yeah, so that's I go in front of the judge. He like, look, you know, I've been locked up like 43 days, blah, blah, blah. He like, yo, we gonna give him his YO, boom, boom.
Right.
The district attorney raised her hand. She says, no.
Right.
She says, this guy has a federal indictment on him in Georgia.
Mm.
So this is news
to me.
You
don't know that.
I don't know this. So I'm like, federal indictment? I don't know what she's talking about, y'all, blah, blah, blah. So he say, look, you got to bring up some evidence. I'm going to give you 5 days. Mm. They bring me back to court the very next day, and they tell me, listen, Mr. Harper, the feds are coming to get you. We can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, you can either let the feds come get you, and whatever happens down there, you cannot be released if you don't deal with this. You can't get no bail. You can't get nothing. I'm 19.
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
He says, listen, I give you time served a day of 43 days. I said, okay, cool. Boom.
You're eating the charge, but you don't know what's going to count against you in the feds.
Exactly. Now, when I go to the feds, guess what they hit me with?
What?
They say, oh, well, being that you pleaded guilty to this, you know,
and you don't even know
you was a convicted felon and you caught up with these guns, or you was under indictment. Right. They start making up all these charges. And when I get there, I got like 6 federal felonies. You know what I'm saying? And the prosecutor didn't even have the enough decency to tell a judge that,
so
this,
in retrospect,
that this is my mother.
Is there any way for the same 19-year-old today, because you know we got a million of them, right? Is there any way you would handle that different?
I'm sorry, not to cut it. It's knowledge, bro. Like,
it's just knowledge.
You don't
like,
know. You a kid.
Yeah, I know you a kid, but I'm just saying.
I mean, if I have a chance to talk to him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Me personally, any dude younger than me, man, I try to uplift him. I try to tell him, you know what I'm saying? Look, man, try to get a business. Try to do this. Try to do that.
But forget all that. Once they're in that situation, is there anything? I know it's the worst possible situation, but even in the worst situation, there's a way, right? Is there any way you could have curved that situation? Is there any way, in your judgment, you could have done something different?
It's hard to say with these people, because when they want to do something to you, they're going to do it.
Right, you know what it is?
That's the point I want you to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Me and Jake, everybody bitching the Fed, right? Walked the track. Me and Jake walked the track so many times. The track is the actual
break
track.
Break it down.
We in the coats and Scully's walking the track boots. With joggers on, like with thermals on underneath, like really walking this track without, it ain't nothing to do with no bread. We spend the same money on commissary. It don't have nothing to do with that.
Right.
We talking about life.
Right.
We talking about the streets, excuse me. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why it's deeper than rap. That's why me and this man, throughout life, we gonna be good. You know what I'm saying? Like it don't got nothing to do with nothing. There ain't no bread, it ain't no nothing. Like, when we have, it don't matter how much money we had on the
street.
You know what
I'm saying?
It's what we had in
there. And we had each other. So it was like,
facts.
You feel me? Right. Like, this man been there for me at a very, very hard time in my life. At the end of my bed, you know, I'ma keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a marriage, you know what I'm saying, like 16 years since I've been a teenager.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? Them people broke my home up.
Damn, hold on. We ain't even gonna go there.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going into the fact that, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, like, this is my bro, because at the end of the day, I had nothing. And he was there for me. You see what I'm saying?
Word.
He was there for me, like he said.
And now my man up. Y'all see these Benz keys?
You know what I mean?
Listen,
I ain't been home a full 24 months yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go get them. I'm a winner. I would never let them people call me down. You feel me?
But like, boom.
That's what it is.
All right. Now. You know, the illest shit about it is like, we walked the track all this time, right? We talked about life. Now, the crazy thing about it is... The shit is a mind game, bro. Like we jumping off subject, but at the end of the day,
but let them understand.
It's a mind game. Like when you go to prison, bro, it ain't about the time you wait. It is about the time you wait, but they mind fuck you, bro. Yeah. Like the shit. Your kid will do. Your kid, the shit your mom will do. The shit your girl will do, she wouldn't do if she was in your face. If you were there.
Right.
The problem is, the feds is crazy, because it ain't like the state. If you go to the state, you're in your state.
Yeah. Feds send you everywhere.
The feds will send you
Oklahoma.
I was
never close to home.
So where you went?
I've been all over. Oklahoma. I've been to Pensacola, Florida.
So you come.
I've been to Kentucky.
Where you come
I've
been from? Brooklyn, Brooklyn, right? You come from Brooklyn.
Hold on. Let me jump in.
I
met this. Listen, first of all, we were in Jessup, Georgia. It's so many people. Right. And if you're only there for a certain amount of time, you don't bump. We met each other
How
on our second Fed bid.
Okay.
In Kentucky.
Facts.
Listen, how crazy thing. We seen each other. God damn, I know.
Look at
him.
I'm serving peas. He got me.
He working in the kitchen on the chow hall like
I'm
a
look
slave.
At him. I said, yo, I know you. I said, I know you too.
Then
we went to building. I'm like, oh, okay. You see
where
what I'm
y'all knew each other from?
From Jessup, Georgia, from like
we
12 years prior.
Facts.
Back when I was 19 in the Fed. You know what I'm saying?
And how old was you?
I don't know. I'm 34. I don't know. Wow. But like the feds cloud your fucking mind, bro.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It really, really clouds your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit.
The feds have you think
you in Groundhog Day.
Word.
Like every day's the
it's
same
thing. It's the same
thing. It don't matter if I left 12 years ago and came back.
It's the same fucking thing. The same system.
And that shit is the craziest thing. And it don't change until you get home.
Hey, yo, being that we on this topic, though, and it's kind of a little off, but it's still the same. I just want to make one thing. I want to shout out Obama, yo. Obama let a lot of good dudes go. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of people, you know, what Obama did. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, this system has been railroading brothers for years. You know what I'm saying? Sending people away for years. for years and years. You know what I'm saying? Obama, he made a way. He changed whatever he could, whatever they allowed him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he freed a lot of good brothers, you know what I'm saying, to get back home to their families and stuff, because that Fed stuff, man, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, like, I didn't get all the way into my story, but just to the second Fed bid, like, just to give y'all a little insight, like, when I came home at 21 from Jessup, Georgia prison, you know what I'm saying, I started my own business. You know what I'm saying? I had a successful business till I was 25. I was doing floors. You know what I'm saying? Stripping wax and floors. Something that I picked up. You know what I'm saying? I had the gift of gab where, you know, and I had people sign contracts
for me. And you was willing to work. What
I'm
saying?
I was willing to work. I just wasn't willing to work for nobody else. I was willing to do my own thing. Word. Legitly. I paid taxes and everything.
Word. Word.
And, yo, these people sent me back to prison for 7 years, yo.
How'd they send you, know what you back saying? To prison?
I mean, they just randomly came to my crib one day and was like, yo, we got a CI said you sold marijuana.
What is a CI?
A CI is a confidential informant.
Now, hold up. A lot of people, right, a lot of people don't understand.
They would say, right? Oh, yeah, ain't nobody sent randomly.
Exactly.
Send
there's no such thing as listen, a random. Listen. So how does it happen?
But, I mean, I'm just going on what they said. Now, once my discovery and stuff came out, it was no CI. It was no evidence. Yo, they said they went in my garbage can and found less than a gram of marijuana.
Wow.
How do you weigh less than a gram of marijuana? I've been hustling for a long time. Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Less than a gram. I don't know nothing about that, but they said they found this in my trash.
In your trash.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you in my trash? I pay taxes. I'm throwing my trash out. Why are you in my trash?
So you live in a decent life.
You know, I'm going to tell you what it was. It was that I was 21. I was 19 when they knocked me down. I came home 21, and I started a business. Right. You know what I'm saying? My PO gave me hell about that business. My PO told me to go get a job at McDonald's. Right. I told him I'm not doing that.
Right.
That's not going to feed and support my children.
Happened,
you know what I'm saying?
Happened to me.
And basically, you know, they did that, and they just raided my crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not no angel. I ain't the devil either, though.
Right,
but
right.
They don't got no confidential informant.
They don't got no confidential informant. They got blunt wrappers in my trash can, and listen, I smoke marijuana. So, yeah, I went to prison for seven years.
Right. I'm gonna play devil's advocate real quick. What's your crib look like? What causes them? You know, because you know they got
not the area they live in. It ain't even
right.
Crazy.
You know they got 300 clients. Everybody on parole. Everybody on probation. Whatever the fuck, right?
Yo, I made it off probation.
Why would they target you?
Yo, I made it off probation.
Well, so why would they target you?
Because I was standing strong. Mm. I wasn't failing. Mm. And they don't like that.
They don't like it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want you to explain.
That's a good
you see
ending.
What I'm saying?
That's a good ending.
That's what I want you to explain.
I was standing strong, brother.
We need a part two.
I wasn't losing. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? The at 21, you sent me to prison. I didn't let it fuck me up. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I came home
so
and I did what I did.
So if you was fucked up, right? If you was fucked up, in a certain neighborhood, paying whatever for rent, they wouldn't have fucked with you.
I'm not gonna say they wouldn't have fucked with me because it ain't even about really how we living, brother. It's our color.
Mm.
It's our neighborhoods. Mm. I mean,
what kind of neighborhood?
We seen
where
it every day.
Nah,
we seen it every day on the news.
But if you say something here, bro, the only reason you're on here is because I know you're intelligent enough to back up what you say.
No doubt.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, I didn't put it this way. Yo, I ain't even have a chance, yo.
Mm. Same.
You know what I'm saying? When I went to trial,
same.
I 12 jurors, I mean, at least 9 was, you know, Caucasian, and I'm not racist. But these people don't understand me.
Because
they don't live the life I live. So you can't get up there and give them a story of me and expect them to side with me.
But listen, because
they don't understand me.
Listen, not from
listen,
their community.
Listen, please.
Exactly.
Bro. Please, bro. Because you don't know how important this is. Or maybe you do. And there's a reason why you're here. Right? In 2017, for some reason, like, racial shit is on an all-time high, right? With the Kaepernick shit, with all this wild shit going on. Shit that's beyond the world we live in or whatever. But it stems from the world we live in. That's what people don't understand. Yeah. They can't find a solution because they're scared to trace the solution.
Yeah.
The solution is in the roots of it.
Yeah.
You lived it.
No.
So what do you mean, man? Like, what do you mean when you say it's people that don't understand you? What the fuck does that mean?
Because we come from two different worlds.
What's your world,
you know,
bro?
Like, our world.
Tell them your world.
Our world, we have to fight, we struggle with everything we do. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is. You know, like, if, you know, Right now, if I say, yo, G, I got a great idea, blah, 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 let's go to the bank and see if we can get this loan, let's put this business plan together, we're going to have so many red flags.
Right.
Compared to, you know, the Caucasian or the Indian or whoever. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're the last of the totem pole. Like, it's like we not to be trusted or something. When in all reality, America really is making all the money off our culture.
Explain.
You know what I'm saying? Off our clothes, off our music, off everything.
Give me one example. Give me a tangible example where I could look and be like, yes, this is an example of that. No. I know 100. I just want you to say it.
Of what? Of
America making money off of that. Because
off of us.
And yo, the reason why I say that is the reason why we started this podcast. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm feeling you so much right now, right?
No doubt.
Because I watched fucking Narcos. Yeah. I watched American Made. I watched Breaking Bad. I watched all this shit. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, everybody making money off dope ain't the motherfuckers that sold dope.
Fact.
Yeah.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a big...
And it's fake.
It's fake. Like a big business,
listen, bro. You can't watch Sesame Street without rap coming on. Like,
you can't watch a McDonald's commercial.
Facts.
Yeah, facts. So all I'm saying is, man, people paid, right, an extremely high price for that. And you know, the reason we brought you on here, in conclusion, right, the reason we brought you on here is because, yo, we would be fake if we didn't give the voiceless a voice.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
You not a fucking record exec right now. Right?
No doubt.
You don't own 20 McDonald's, right? But you made it out of a horrible situation and you made a positive out of it.
No doubt.
So you're a voice that needs to be heard. Because if more of those voices could be understood and heard, then we'll be in a better place today.
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit. And
the best advice that I have for everybody out there listening is,
yeah.
Hey, yo, man, take care of your seeds, man. Take care of them. Take care of our young men that's growing up, our babies, because they our future, yo. Right. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't protect them and give them everything that we done went through and show them, it's just going to keep repeating and repeating. And in fact, it's going to get worse. You see what I'm saying?
Why is it going to get worse?
Because they
don't know no better.
They don't know no better. And this is their plan. This is America. This is the government's plan to break us down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, me and G was talking about this earlier about the Meek Mill thing. I'm a little over the Meek Mill thing.
Go ahead.
Look at it.
Right.
Like, dude just got 2 to 4 years, like, with his
They don't want to see you win,
They don't
want to
see you win. And that's what I was talking about, how they came at me. Hey, yo, listen, when they came at me, yo, I promise you, this is exactly what I was doing. I remember the night.
Uh-huh.
At the time, I had...
Wipe your forehead, bro.
Yeah, the privilege.
You're Jesse Jackson shit.
So listen.
We're going to make it light in here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it all the way funky.
Keep hope alive.
I'm going to give you all the way visual of that night. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My daughter was 6 years old. I was in the kitchen with my daughter at the time. She was six. And I was making her a ham sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Well, that doesn't sound criminating. That doesn't sound like a thug off the block.
Nah, you sound like a dad.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
I was married.
You sound like a dad.
And all that. I'm 24 years old. I'm making her a sandwich. So, you know, a knock come at the door. So when it come, my wife answer the door, you know, like a regular citizen's going to answer their door.
Right.
And they said, oh, well, we got a guy breaking in your vehicles. You know what I'm saying? It's your husband.
They lying.
And, you know, we step outside, they got a guy all staged in handcuffs and everything.
Right.
And then they just came and just, you know, they basically did a home invasion on me. They never showed me a warrant. They never showed me anything. And they did all this off of finding a gram in my garbage can.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's
what it was...
That's why ain't nobody throwing away the gram.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to smoke it.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I'm going to keep it funky with you.
Yeah.
The whole thing was they try to keep you in that box. They try to keep you in that category.
Well, Sam, why they call a project? Because it's a project.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? They want to keep you there. So all these guys is thinking about is 5, 6 years prior, he was a 19-year-old that we sent to prison.
19, though.
So now here I am, 24. They can't fathom and understand that I'm married, 2 children, and I got 3, 4 cars in the driveway. I got to be doing something wrong.
Right.
You know, it was times that I was in businesses, got the alarm codes, keys, doing their floors, and come flashing spotlight.
We gonna close this out, right?
Right.
But this is the thing. Right. He got a felony because he's in the feds.
Right.
The reason he said he came to the house and said he got a gram. We're going to fast forward. They find a pistol.
In my wife's truck.
In his wife's truck. But they put it on him because he's a felon. Mm. So that's why he went to the feds the second time. But
and then, they stacked it.
But I have a right to... I really have a right to bear arms. I gotta protect my family, my wife, and my two kids.
Right,
this gun is in my wife's name, but it's in a car that's in my name. And they charge me, even though it's in my wife. My wife can drive my car.
It's crazy.
So, but that's that's why he took it to trial. We're gonna fast forward because we gotta go.
No doubt.
We gotta fast forward because he goes to trial because that's not my gun.
It's not my gun.
It's my wife's gun. She has it in my. When she rides, she need to feel safe. It was the right to bear arms.
It was even brought up at court during my trial. Can they ever violate her right or take away her right to carry her firearm in the state of Georgia because her husband is a felon? They can't take her right away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you telling me you did your second Fed bid? Because your wife had a gun in the car.
Facts.
Yeah.
Wow.
7 years.
Put it this way. We're not even going to say because my wife had a gun in the car. We're going to say because they wanted me to do 7 years.
We're going to say that.
We're going to say that because...
And they used your wife having a gun in the car to be that.
Because they found a gram in his car. They searched his house, didn't find nothing, but went in the car that had his name on it and found a gun and said...
And still end up hitting me with a 924C. And for you guys out there don't know what a 924C is, that's a consecutive 5 years on any time you get.
Felon
I don't care if you get... 20 years, 30 years, if you get that 924C, you get that extra 60 months on top of it.
Consecutive.
You know what I'm saying? Consecutive to it. You know what I'm saying?
Not concurrent.
Not concurrent. It's a difference.
Concurrent is running with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Consecutive is
they gave me that, saying that I had the firearm to protect the drug business. Mind you, they never proved the drug business.
One gram
that they found in my trash can. But I got
business owners. How did you even find that in your trash can?
I don't know. I got babies. We got pants. We got rice. We got all type of stuff. What? But it lets you know that whatever they want to do, they do.
They do.
You see what I'm saying? All that stuff about, you know, being innocent to proven guilty, that's a lie. That's a lie. Don't ever stand on that. You know what I'm saying? That's a lie. It's guilty until proven innocent. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what they do? They lock you up first. Right? Then you go to court and you have to prove that you're innocent.
And they don't give you no bail.
They don't give you no bail. Feds don't give you no bail. You know what I'm saying? Some people get bail. Some people get lucky.
Some people get bail.
But they make it damn sure
89% you're not getting no bail.
You know what I'm saying?
So, in conclusion, right? In conclusion.
Bro, let's close this up.
Right. Yo, you got anything to say, man? Because you obviously voiced your opinion. People understand what you know went
It's hard to put all this episode into one.
Nah, it is.
The meanest
it
man.
Is.
And,
it
listen,
is.
Bro.
It is.
Listen,
I even
yo, we should have been
accent.
Recording 2-3 years ago on the track. You would have got some real funky words. You know what I'm saying?
Meanest man to walk the track. I'm talking about in the daytime before lunch. Uh-huh. And then say, meet me after child 4 or 5 o'clock. And we walk the rest of the whole day.
Therapy,
days
baby.
Go by, weeks a day. It's like having a psychiatrist. We bounce it back and forth.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't about glorifying no story or nothing. Like this shit is, we was like psychiatrists.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Like real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I leave off with the advice, like I said before, man.
Just tell
people out there, man, your children. Take care of your children. Invest in your children. You know what I'm saying? Because they after them.
School them.
So you gotta school them because they after them. You know what I mean? They after to take their life.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I promise you.
Word.
You know what I mean?
School them to do what, though?
Yo, you gotta teach. You have to teach them business. You have to teach them. You have to teach them respect for themselves and others. You know what I'm saying? You have to teach them the game, like whatever it takes to make it. You know what I'm saying?
You got
to make it through this. I have 4 kids.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
And that's what you teach them.
I teach them every day.
Listen, tell them.
I don't hide anything
from
my kids. I treat my kids like if they my peer. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Because our life
dialogue,
is real.
Listen, our dialogue with children has to change. Because it's not working.
Let me tell you what I did. We're going to close off for real. I keep telling the camera and we're going to close off.
I know.
Listen, like me and Jig was talking the other day. Me and you was talking. Like I was about to sell this house that we was in, right? Because we about to buy another house, right?
Right.
I'm not going to sell my house. I'm going to rent it out and do like the white people do. I'm going to leave my kids with something. So let somebody else pay for this house. So when my kids decide they want this house, they can take
it.
Because Right. Because that's what I could sell it and make something, but then I just got this one house I own. Let me own multiple houses. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that
build that empire,
you know,
man.
So you got to build the empire, man.
Build that empire, man. Because for some reason, I guess this world, that's what they respect. They respect money. I mean, it's way more to things than money. But
what do you respect? You know, bro?
Yo, I respect loyalty, bro.
Facts.
I respect loyalty on any shape or form, any color. Whatever. I got white friends. I got Haitian friends. Right, I got Asian friends. I got black friends. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, black people might relate to me more than other people, but I respect loyalty.
Yo, if you're loyal to me, that?
You get everything from me.
Real shit. I know we pressed against the clock, but some shit is important, bro. Some shit is important. The things you're saying, they're more important than you know.
No doubt. Right?
So when you say you respect loyalty, what does that mean, man?
Yo, loyalty to me is like, yo, just be like, genuine, honest, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, like, I always was brought up on man time from my uncles and them growing up in Brownsville. I was always brought up on man time. So it's like, yo, listen, if it's something going on, if you feel some type of way, like, we can sit down. We can talk about this if we really, you know what I'm saying?
Communication.
Yeah, communication is everything.
Like, and, that's what I'm saying. It's hard, yo. It's hard, especially, I can't stress this enough, yo. Communicate, man, before you assume.
To.
Communicate.
You have
communicate.
To. You have to.
Yo,
you know
wrap
what I'm saying?
It up. Wrap it up, Jake. Say what you got to say.
Yo, man, I'm here. I pulled up on my boys. Yeah. I love what they doing.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know. I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to get nothing but real, authentic love here. You know, we here, man. We here, man. Come down and see us, whoever. Whoever
want to
come see us, come sit at the table, drink this privilege with us. That's
a fact.
Yo.
Let's get it on. You know what I'm saying?
Get with us so we be gone. We be in the air, man. Yo, stop playing.
I got to say something, too. You know, we the voice of the people who had no voice. Yo, Jake, you don't need a goddamn mixtape out. You don't need a book to come out. You don't need a Love & Hip Hop role. You don't need nothing, bro. You here.
No
you
doubt.
More important than they'll ever be.
No doubt.
Gee, I know you could second me. This is what it is. This is what it is. It's not about who's important virally or who's important trendingly. This is what it is, man.
You know what it is? It's
close
this,
it out, man. Close it out.
You know
man.
What it is? It's about this platform. It's just happy we about to get paid.
100%.
But we was doing this shit for free, bro.
Been doing this shit.
That's
what I told you.
Like everybody talk about for the culture. Like we really do this shit for the culture. We do this shit for the voiceless, bro.
Right.
I'm glad to have this man on the show because 100%. This man like my brother.
100%.
I'm closer to him than my brother. Keep it a fact.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that we've been through some bullshit, bro. Like we eat this shit, we take this shit with a grain of salt because we got to be men.
Mm-hmm.
But every day we should have been crying in there to keep it a buck. Like that shit was fucked up, dog.
Yeah, I already
know. Like the show
was
but like, yo, you sent a motherfucker to Ashland, Kentucky. I don't know no motherfucking Ashland, Kentucky.
I never been
that far down south.
That's what I'm saying, tell him.
Like the redneck cops telling you when
to eat. Because when I met him in the world, right? When I met Jig in the world, I told you the first thing I told you. I feel like he's from around the way.
Yeah,
I already had that feeling. Jig don't even know that.
Long time
I told him
that. Yo, I feel like he's from the town. Like
yeah,
he want
I told him that. That's why I said, bring him on the show.
And that's
I feel
how
like
I fuck with him.
Around the way.
Listen, it ain't got nothing to do with where you from, bro. Real, really recognize. We going to blur his name out. Bro. Motherfuckers is from inside the city and all that big clown-ass niggas.
Ain't ready.
Fine.
You know what I'm
ready.
Saying? Like, that shit means nothing. Real really do recognize real, bro. Like, that shit don't mean nothing, bro. Like we gonna end this shit off. Drug Dealer's Dream.
Yo,
the illest podcast in the motherfucking building, bro.
Get with it.
Yeah.
Get rolled with us or get rolled over. Like, we not playing,
get with
yo.
It, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to all that fake shit that out there, man.
Yo. Only motherfuckers drink privilege, yo. The rest of that shit is St. Ives. Like,
facts.
Regular Henny is St. Ives.
Facts.
Don't drink that shit, bro. Like, for real. Only drink that shit when there ain't nothing left. Like, we not drinking, what's the other shit?
Who knows?
I don't
know.
Fuck that shit. We lit.
Yeah.
Privilege or nothing, man. XO and better, man. Like, that's what we do. Paradise or better, man. You know what I'm saying? When I go to L.A. Friday, no matter what month y'all say this is, when I go to, we drinking XO in the club, Paradise in the club, man. $3,500
Yo, Cope, soon as G done, you cut us, bro. Let's go. G, keep going.
G lit.
We lit, man.
Yeah. We lit at this
Cause we getting money, Cope, yo. Fuck that. Keep we getting money and we doing all, this shit for free. Day.
And Cope, understand
this. That's what y'all understand. You'll understand be doing this shit for free.
Man. Understand this, man.
Blowing $20,000 in L.A. when I go there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No checks.
And understand this,
facts.
Man.
No bullshit. Mm. Facts. Mm. Facts. We ran X.
Cope, keep it
we
running.
We ran IH
keep it
when
running.
We out there, man.
Keep it running. Understand this. Facts. Y'all made a dollar.
Yo,
we ain't made a dollar.
I pulled up the perfect
shit.
Night.
Come on, man. This is the real shit. We've been doing this a year. We never made a dollar. We only spent money.
We only spent money.
Yo, understand this, man. We only do this because it's necessary. That's the only fucking reason.
The whole COVID line, we ain't made a quarter. Reason. We in the fucking red. We don't give a fuck.
Yo. Yo. It's red so much cups, shit I had to man. Say. It's so many, things I had to say I can't say. But listen.
Yo, clip that shit, bro.
No. Let me say this last thing. Real shit. All right? Everybody says it's for the culture, right? But we the only platform in the world that's courageous enough to define the culture. Mm-mm. We have the culture on the episodes. We define culture by listening.
Get that fucking dog out of here.
Who cares? Yo, you have to be man or woman enough to understand the culture when you listen to our episode. Other than that, you don't understand. It's okay.
We're here to make back. You understand.
Nah.
We're here to break it down for you.
On some real shit?
You know what I'm saying?
It's enough of us that we going to be okay.
We always going to be okay.
We don't need nothing.
We always going to be okay.
Hold on. I got to say something. Me and my man B. You know who B is?
B is the wildest thing I've ever met. FYI.
Listen, we in Atlantic Station in Atlanta.
Go ahead.
Some kids come up to us. B got the S63. I got the Panamera. This is before I got the new shit. I ain't gonna talk about
that. There it is.
We got the Panamera, right?
Yep.
Two kids walk up to it. They go to Morehouse. It's like four kids, not two kids. They said, man, I don't know what the fuck y'all do. But we got the cars running. We just standing outside just talking. I don't know what the fuck y'all do, but yo, I don't know how we gonna get by with Trump in office. Me and B tell them, yo, listen. A president don't decide how you live, bro. Nah. I tell my kids, bro, I don't care if it's George Bush, I don't care if it's Obama, I don't care if it's Trump. That ain't gonna decide how I rock. Listen, okay. I got the most bread I ever had when Bush was in office. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Facts.
Because what I'm saying is, I don't pay attention, I'm gonna live. That shit is above my pay grade, bro. I'm gonna keep it above. Like, I'm gonna live how I'm gonna live. Don't let all that extra shit cloud your judgment, bro. Live how you gonna live. Open your business. Do what the fuck you gotta do to live your life, bro.
Bottom line, stop being submissive, man.
Fact.
Yo, the sky's the limit, yo.
Word.
The sky's the limit, I promise you.
At
you know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to close it, bro.
Fact.
Period.
That's a good way
you
to close
what
it.
You do what you do.
Sky's the limit, close that
drug
shit.
Drug dealer's dream.
Drug dealer's dream.
That's
facts.
It.
We here.
That's it.
Let's go.